This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle, and today we'll be focusing on the ongoing auction of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's UCLA collection through Golden Auctions in South Jersey. And joining us from California is the NBA Hall of Famer and the all-time leading scorer, arguably the best basketball player to ever live, jazz fan as we know here at WBGO, and author Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Welcome back to Sports Jam.
No, thank you. Great to be here.
And joining us in the studios of WBGO in Newark is Frank Denote, controller of Golden Auctions, founded by Ken Golden. Ken has sold more than $600 million in the field of sports cards and memorabilia combined, what could be the highest in the auction industry. Golden Auctions is the official auction company of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, the Babe Ruth Birthplace Museum, and also the official auction house of the Jackie Robinson Foundation. Frank, thanks for coming up from South Jersey, and a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Doug. Very excited to be here with you and on the phone with Kareem.
So let's tie up some of these items to specific memories for you, Kareem. You have 48 items up for auction, and the treasure that's expected to sell for a final price, well, we're going to get into the final prices, but well above $200,000, is your 1969 Naismith Award. Actually, the first ever Naismith Award.
And right in the middle of their problem is Lou Alcindor. Alcindor surrounded by white shirts. Unstoppable.
And isn't it interesting that the first Naismith Award was given out to college basketball's greatest player ever? It's awarded to the year's best college basketball player, and that year was Lou Alcindor. Kareem, what does this trophy mean to you?
Well, to me, I think it connects me with all of the things that I achieved as a college athlete, and the fact that Mr. Naismith was finally being recognized for his contributions to the game. You know, starting the game is a pretty neat thing, you know. You have that in your resume. So to have the award named for him and be the first recipient, you know, that means a lot to me. I'm very proud of that, and certainly proud of what I was able to achieve at UCLA. You know, of course, you know, I didn't do it by myself, but they provided an incredible platform for college athletes.
I know someone who was very proud that you won that award, and he happened to be your coach at the time, the late John Wooden, the late great John Wooden. He loved the history of the game. He always wanted you to be as great off the court as you were on the court. And this trophy really meant a great deal to him, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, it did, because very few people left at that time. He was around when the game became popular, you know, back there in the 20s and 30s, when basketball became something that everybody got into. It's, you know, being connected to him, and for me to be able to win that award, I think he, for him, was a great sense of continuity and, you know, his connection to some of the most important aspects of the game.
And now somebody who has the wherewithal to afford the 1969 Naismith Award, Frank Denote, this is a one-of-a-kind trophy, obviously, because it was the first awarded. Can you explain to us how that brings up the value of this beautiful item? And can you just kind of describe it for us, because it's really cool?
This is a beautiful trophy. This trophy had a starting bid of $40,000. We anticipate this trophy going well north of $200,000, potentially close to $300,000. It is a gold trophy, shows a basketball player up top holding a ball, right foot on the ground, left foot suspended in the air. Base of the trophy is made of solid wood, says Naismith going around the sides and the front. In all capital letters, and then obviously Lou Alcindor, UCLA 1969 Player of the Year. There are so many aspects of this trophy that make it special. The fact that the first ever Naismith Player of the Year award went to the unquestioned best basketball, college basketball player of all time, is no coincidence by any means. Additional added value is that the trophy is in the name of Lou Alcindor. As we all know, Kareem changed his name in the early 70s there. So there are very few collectibles that bear the name Lou Alcindor. The rarity of that is just going to add to the value of that. And the value that will, as time goes on, should increase.
Kareem, you probably have more trophies than anyone who ever lived. So tell us why the 1969 Naismith Award would be something that someone, if they put up on their mantle, wow, you've got that?
Well, I think the college game is so popular that the people who are crazy about the college game automatically understand the significance of the award. And even for people who are just learning about the game, to see the award that's named after the person who invented the game, I think that brings so much into play. I think that it just is a great statement and will be appreciated as such.
Where did you keep this award in your home?
I kept my awards in trophy cases in my offices, and a lot of the stuff I had to just pack away. You know, I had so much of it.
I can't imagine.
It was a chore. You know, it was a burden, really, in many ways. It's great to be burdened with great stuff, but, you know, what do you do with it? I'm not in the museum business, right?
That's for sure. And when you think about, you know, the significance of that award, and it really culminates an unbelievable run that you had at UCLA. And when you left to go to UCLA and you knew that John Wooden was going, you know, was recruiting you, and you had won, what, 71 high school basketball games in a row, you knew that you were a great player. But did you have any idea that you were going to bring home 3 national championships? It would have been 4 if you could have played as a freshman at UCLA, right?
Well, we would have had a shot at it. You know, we did beat the defending NCAA champs in the first game of the season. So we would have been competitive, definitely, my freshman team. There was so much to the mystique that developed around UCLA, and it just really was all a matter of things falling in place. Nobody planned it, but there it was.
Pauley Pavilion was just a nightmare for other teams. You guys made that court just something special. When you go back to UCLA, what kind of memories first enter your mind?
Well, just how state-of-the-art Pauley Pavilion was in terms of a basketball facility. You know, that's what it was intended to be, basically. And I remember I took a tour there when I was being recruited, and you know, some of the features were like, you know, really, at that time, just out of this world. They had, you could perform an operation there if you had to, if there was an emergency. They had an operating room in Pauley Pavilion that was stocked and ready to go should it be needed. It was that trying to think ahead that far. So it was an impressive place. Great sight lines and a great place to call home.
Frank, you heard what it means to Kareem, UCLA, and everyone seems to love these championship rings now.
Absolutely.
Replicas are being made all the time. Mm-hmm. But this is the real deal. This is a gorgeous piece of Kareem memorabilia. Talk about the championship ring that is up for auction from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
This is a beautiful ring, the original ring from 1969 that went on Kareem's own finger. And that is what is so special about this. And we've sold a handful of his NBA championship rings throughout the first 2 auctions, achieving world record prices, 2 rings selling for well over $400,000. And this ring, again, in the name of Lou Alcindor, going back to 1969, beautiful gold ring with the blue ruby up front. Really is a special ring. We anticipate this ring going in the $225,000 to $250,000 range when it's all said and done. This is the sort of thing that you just can't ever duplicate. You have the championship ring to the greatest player in the history of college basketball. It is a one-of-a-kind collectible that a small portion of the world will only ever get to see in person. Really is a special ring.
I know how close you were, Kareem, to your family. Did you like to show off the ring to friends and family members?
No, I've never been into jewelry that much, which is the reason that we have these rings and everything in such great condition. Because, you know, I just kept them. You know, I thought that they were keepsakes and, you know, significant in that sense, but not something I wanted to wear all the time. I really took good care of them.
Yes, I can attest to that. In the auction business, we see a lot of championship rings, and you can tell the players that wear them on a day-to-day basis versus the individuals who, you know, show them off in a mantle or keep them locked away in a safe. This ring shows little to no wear. There's no dings, no scratches, in beautiful condition wherever Kareem kept the ring. He stored it in a very, very safe manner, as the ring is still in pristine condition all these years later.
You know, Frank, you bring up being in pristine condition. There are two kinds of collectors, you know, really somebody who wants something because it connects them to this personal, you know, touch with Kareem, and also people who are going to be doing it, you know, as an investment. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so, and some collectors fall into, probably all collectors fall into, you know, a combination of both categories. But what we've seen in recent history is a boom in the sports memorabilia world. As authentication advances due to technology, we can now photo match items and show a single thread to prove this is that jersey, this is that helmet, cleat, what have you. So that is where a lot of return on investment is coming for collectors, where you can buy something today for $10,000 and, you know, 5 years from now it's worth $15,000 to $20,000. And you're going to, you know, those who collect for investment purposes, they're going to see a good return on all of Kareem's items. You know, Kareem retired in 1989, and no one has lived up to the legacy that he set, you know, really outside of Michael Jordan. And going back to college, no one has even come close to setting the precedent that Kareem set there. The other collectors, as you mentioned, memories. You know, I personally collect Philadelphia sports memorabilia from players that I grew up watching and loving. You know, the memories when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I hugged my dad when that clock struck zero. That hug will be the greatest hug of my life. So now, you know, individuals who grew up watching Kareem at UCLA in the early days with the Milwaukee Bucks and then the Lakers, this is your chance to, you know, put those memories literally in front of your face day in and day out. You know, if you have the means to get any of these collections, and we have items that are available at, you know, all different price ranges. But if you have vivid, fond memories growing up watching Kareem dominate on the basketball court, this is where you can get, you know, his Friars Club award. You know, a big ticket item, a small ticket item, something that was owned by, you know, your hero. You can now put that on your mantle, on your coffee table, on the wall in your office, or at home if your wife allows it. Really is special to be able to collect something that you love based off of memories and knowing that, hey, I spent X amount on it, but one day when I'm ready to part with it for whatever reason, I will be able to sell it. I'll be able to get my money back and I'll be able to profit on it.
You're listening to Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guests are NBA Hall of Famer, six-time NBA champion, and three-time NCAA champion with UCLA, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Frank Denote, the controller of Golden Auctions. That's G-O-L-D-I-N Auctions, founded by Ken Golden. And we're talking about the ongoing auction of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's UCLA collection through Golden Auctions here on Sports Jam. Kareem, one of the reasons I love to talk to you is not only about your outstanding career as an athlete, but also you're a historian. You like to dig into the history of things like the Harlem Renaissance. And the 1967, 68, 69 MVP trophy is also quite unique. What a three-year run for the ages. UCLA winning the finals against Dayton in 67, North Carolina in 68, and in 1969 over Purdue. Was there a finals that meant more to you or stood out for some reason?
Geez, they were all special. Each one was special, but I think 67 was special because I'm realizing my childhood dream. You know, I was in grade school when I wanted to be on the NCAA championship team, and you know, remember following the games in the newspapers and the sporting news. You know, reading the box scores. That was the only way to find out how your guy, the guy that you followed, was doing. But, you know, 67 really brings all of that into focus. 68 is the one that we won after we beat Houston. Houston was able to beat us midseason in the 1968 season, stop our winning streak. So it was special to win that tournament, although we only played Houston in the semifinals. But that really was the most important game of that finals. Not to take anything away from North Carolina. They had a great team, and but the other game against Houston really meant a lot more to us because of what had transpired during the regular season. And then the final one in 1969, we beat Coach Wooden's alma mater, which is kind of ironic, but a fitting way for me to go out. I really felt very good, at the end of that.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar UCLA collection through Golden Auctions is running through October 19th. Tell us about that item, Frank. What are you expecting for the big MVP trophy?
Started with a bid of $30,000. We're anticipating this award selling north of $125,000 to $150,000. This is a beautiful trophy. When you think of a NCAA MVP trophy, this is probably exactly what you picture. It is a large trophy. I believe we use the words hefty on our website to describe it. It is about 3 feet tall, has a nice wooden base, a silver cup with a player who looks like he's doing a skyhook on there. It is an absolute beautiful trophy, silver on top of the wood. Again, it's a large one. Definitely is the centerpiece of any collection for anyone out there.
Kareem is back in the game and hits the skyhook. He has 22 now in the ball game.
Kareem, when was the last time you did a skyhook?
Jeez, it's hard to. It all depends on under what circumstances.
Just for fun? Just for fun, yeah. You're just on the court and.
Oh, jeez. A couple of years ago, I guess. Stopped coaching in 2011. So that's probably the last time, I did one where I, actually tried to make it.
And nobody has perfected it since. We talked about that the last time you were on Sports Jam. Now, here's an item that I find very interesting. It's your 1968 Letterman jacket. And, this really had to be made with extra material when you think of it, Kareem, right? Because you're a big guy.
Yeah, and to get the size right, they put leather sleeves on those, right? So
yep.
They had to get that right. But they did.
And did you wear this on campus, or was this something that, it was just a little too warm to wear on the campus of UCLA?
I wore that on and off as an adult. I would actually wear that. I think I went to a Rose Bowl game. UCLA played Michigan, right? So I wore that jacket. Yeah, but it has been special to me in that sense because, I'm proud of what we did at UCLA, so I don't mind wearing the jacket.
And this is something that, Frank, when we talk about Frank DeNota's here with Golden Auctions, you can't get any closer to a piece of clothing that somebody wore to a major event like that. This is something that was earned and reward mm-hmm. for Kareem, and so you can have it.
You can. For the cheap price of $25,000 to $35,000, Kareem's UCLA varsity Letterman jacket can be yours. As you mentioned to start this off, the jacket is huge. You don't see too many 7 foot plus individuals out there. But one look at this jacket, the second you see it, you understand this was made for a man who's 7 foot two. It's a beautiful jacket, navy blue with the gold UCLA letters, on the trim and on the front. The white leather sleeves, as Kareem mentioned, which are in very good shape. If he wore this out, he did a good job of having it cleaned afterwards, as the white leather sleeves are indeed still white. But, you know, this is a special, special item. We don't see too many jackets in the auction world. We see a lot of trophies, bats, balls, that sort of thing. We don't see too many jackets. But again, to have the actual Letterman jacket from the greatest college basketball player of all time, this is a something that we don't even need to go into great detail to sell, because it's such a is legitimately a one of one. The bidders are going to come out for this in, you know, in full force.
Kareem, you're going to make me angry with, I think, the answer to this question. It probably still fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, see,
I haven't gained a whole lot of weight.
I'm not too happy about that answer, because my high school varsity jacket looks like it's one of those that goes, you get the idea, yeah. Just doesn't quite get around the whole body anymore. So I can imagine that, you know, you've kept yourself in great shape throughout your career. You know, one of the items that to me, when I'm looking at this list, as I mentioned, I'm a lover of history like you are, Kareem, and you played against some great players, and some players came before you and after you, but your personal NBA 50 greatest players signed lithograph in a frame display, signed in pencil, it was directed just to you. It's your edition, one of one, and has the autographs of so many unbelievable players like Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan. The only one not on there is Pistol Pete Maravich, because he had passed away. When you received that, and since you love history so much, was that a special item for you?
Yeah, it was, because you know, a whole lot of the guys that inspired me when I was still in grade school and high school, you know, were on there and signed that. So that was special to me. You know, it's people that I saw play. You know, I saw Bill Russell play. I saw Bob Pettit play. You know, I played against Jerry West. But, you know, so a number of those guys, you know, special people, and it's a neat item.
Guarding Oscar is a tough assignment. If he doesn't play Oscar very close, Oscar will drive on him. If he plays him too closely, it will result in either a foul or the kind of collision from which Oscar can get free. And once he has room, look out.
You know, preparing for this interview, Kareem, saw you doing an interview with Oscar Robertson after a terrific win with the Milwaukee Bucks, and you know he's on this lithograph. Boy, he was special for you, wasn't he?
Yeah, Oscar, getting a chance to play with just the best player of his era was a real privilege. And you know, we were able to, you know, bring home the bacon, you know, win the world championship up there in Milwaukee, and that was special, you know. Being with a special player at a special moment, you know, that's something you don't ever forget, and a very important part of my life in basketball. You know, the people from his era that established the standards for achievement and competence and everything, those people deserve to be remembered. So, you know, I appreciate Oscar in that sense very much.
You talked about how many of the players that you played with and played against, and Frank, when we're talking about memorabilia and we're talking about value, unfortunately when someone passes away, the value of anything goes up, and we just lost Hondo, John Havlicek. He's also one of the people on that lithograph, so it just keeps going up in value.
Yes, that is correct. Unfortunately, once you know, celebrity athlete passes away, the value of their signature, any of their collectibles increases, as obviously they are no longer around to sign items. We actually just sold John's personal litho in our last auction, and then now we have Kareem's. Kareem should go for a little more than double what John's went for. I expect this to go in the $100,000 range, give or take a dollar here or there. Beautiful wood frame, is a large lithograph, measures about 50 inches by 36 if I remember correctly. Absolute pristine condition on this. The signatures are beautiful. It's been stored well over, since it was printed. This is a unique item where, several of these have hit the auction block in years past, but none of the level of Kareem. As far as NBA Hall of Famers go, there's Kareem, Michael, and then there is everybody else below them. So for Kareem's litho to hit the market, truly special here.
Some people listening are going, I remember Frank Denote when he played at St. Joe's Hamilton. You played high school ball, so you understand the value of being an unbelievable athlete and the level that Kareem reached, not only in high school, then to college, and then becoming the great NBA player.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it is like to reach the levels that Kareem has. I think this is probably the only time in the history of the world anyone will ever use my name and Kareem's name in the same sentence when it comes to athletics.
And you heard it here on Sports Jam.
You did. I'm going to definitely record this. I can't imagine what it's like to get to that level, to be the greatest amongst the greats. Something that 99.9% of this world will never know what that's like.
2016 Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now, this isn't on the auction list, but this was an honor that you were bestowed upon in 2016, Kareem, along with the Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award, two awards that I know have to touch your heart so much.
Well, absolutely. Talking about someone I admired so much, and when you talk about Muhammad Ali, someone who helped me understand what it meant to step out in front and try to stand up for something, following his example. And of course, being honored at the White House along with so many other great people was a special moment. And to receive it from President Obama was a special moment. I thought that his presidency really was a great moment in our country's history, and to receive it from him meant a lot to me.
I'm going to ask you an impossible question. What would be the top moment in your life? Was it being at the White House that day?
Jeez, no. I mean, being in the room when my children were born, that's really special. You can't compare things like that. It doesn't compute, because certain things are just so much more special. I've been very fortunate to have had a lot of really wonderful moments in my life.
Let's go back to a wonderful moment in your life when you were at the St. Jude's Day Camp in 1958.
Huh.
There's an 8x10 class photo of a very, very young Kareem in that photo, and that is one of the items up for auction. Do you remember those days at St. Jude's Day Camp?
Actually, I do. We got to explore New York outside of the city. They would take us out of the city for days. Of course, we had to go to Yankee Stadium to see a baseball game. I didn't like that. We only went to Ebbets Field one time. It's such a long way from where we were. But it just, what do they call them? Halcyon days, when you were kids. A lot of fun those days.
This is one of the items, Frank, that, somebody that might not have a ton of money has an opportunity to get a rare photograph of Kareem really in innocent times when he wasn't a superstar. Hard to find a picture when he wasn't somebody superstar, but to his parents he was at that time, but not to the world.
Kareem has been a superstar since 1967. This, obviously predates that. This is not going to be in the, $200,000 range like some of the other items that we've discussed. This is more of a, $1,000 to $1,500 item that people can go out there and a little more affordable for the everyday masses.
The 22nd annual NBA All-Star Game. 28 of the best basketball players in the world, men like John Havlicek of the Boston Celtics at the left here, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of the Milwaukee Bucks. The NBA All-Stars coming up right now, live and in color on ABC.
Now, there's all kinds of trophies and plaques in this collection. There's the 1972 and 1973 NBA All-Star rings, and I really love the colors and the designs of those rings. There's also the 1968 Converse Chuck Taylor All-American Selection Award certificate that was presented to Kareem with a letter of authenticity signed by Kareem. That's a really cool item, too. And I know that one's doing really well online, isn't it, Frank?
Yes, it is. All of our items, all of our Kareem Abdul-Jabbar items will come with a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar LOA that is signed by Kareem. Has a nice little picture of Kareem doing the skyhook in his Lakers yellow. So rest assured, bidders, each and every item in this auction that was consigned by Kareem will come with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar LOA.
Kareem, is there someone that now you would want to take a picture with from the past? It could be a jazz performer. I know that Fats Waller, when I asked you last time on the show, you'd like to go back to those days. But is there a picture that you would treasure now that you could, if you could rub arms with somebody?
Like what you said, a certain jazz performer. Of course, one time while I was living in Milwaukee, Dizzy Gillespie came to town and performed. So I got to meet Dizzy and hang with him a little bit. So that would have been nice. Of course, they took pictures and I lost all of those in a fire that I had in Los Angeles some years later. So if I could recreate that one, that would be cool.
You've worked with Golden Auctions before. I mean, because you have to have that, you have to have that relationship in order to say, hey, here's my personal collection. You know, help me deal with this. So what are your thoughts on Golden Auctions?
Well, I think Golden Auctions has done a great job in researching everything and putting everything out there in the best light for the fans, so that they understand what they will be getting. You know, they need information, and for people like me who are putting our life out there for sale to do right by us and getting the best price. So I think they try to protect everybody, and I like that they're accountable. That means a lot.
Frank, now I know you've met Kareem several times, but what question would you like to ask him today on Sports Jam that maybe you've never got the opportunity to?
Oh, wow. I wish you would have let me know you're going to give me that opportunity. I've had the pleasure of meeting Kareem four separate times now. The most extensive time was back in February at the NBA All-Star Weekend. We spent a lot of time dealing with Charlotte traffic in the car going from press release to press release. So I guess I'll kick back to one of the conversations that we had in the car that one of those days. I was Kareem talking about his love of baseball. Now, obviously, you know, ending up as the best basketball player of all time is not anything to look back and feel regret about. But is there anything about your baseball career? I know that baseball is a true love that you have. Is there anything in your baseball career that you wish you would have pursued a little more, or that you would have liked to have done differently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I had somebody who could have gotten me to understand the whole issue of control. I used to pitch. I pitched and I played the outfield. But I pitched. I had an awful lot of velocity going, but no control. If I could have worked on that issue, you know, getting the ball over the plate the right way, you know, I might have been able to do something as a pitcher. But, you know, I didn't have Randy Johnson as a role model.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you could have been
there weren't any 7-foot pitchers back in those days.
There's some pitching coaches that were back in the day going, oh, goodness, what I could have done with Kareem if I knew that he wanted to be a big-time pitcher.
I was in the eighth grade. They put the gun on me. As they had a gun, they put the gun on me. I threw 91, 92 miles per hour in the eighth grade.
Wow.
Consistently. I said, throw about 10 pitches. They averaged about 91 or 92 miles an hour.
How could you not be intimidated in the batter's box with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the mound?
You know, but it was weird. Little League, and the other moms would be like, check his birth certificate.
I
was like a menace to them, you know.
Yeah, we wouldn't have liked you at all. We would have been yelling that. 20 NBA seasons, 6-time NBA MVP, 19-time NBA All-Star, 6 NBA championships with the Bucks and the Lakers. It's just been an amazing career, and knowing that some of these items could be you know, into your homes is really something to think about. One other question that I have about you: do you have, when you were at UCLA and they eventually outlawed dunking, when did you do it in like warm ups all the time, or did you follow the rules to the T when it comes to the whole dunking thing that, you know, everybody attributes, they just didn't want to see you just have an easy basket?
Yeah, I think that it really disappointed everybody in the way that they anticipated how removing the dunk shot would reduce the effectiveness of my game. You know, that didn't happen at all. So, you know, I disappointed them in that sense. And, you know, I got a lot of satisfaction out of that because I knew that I was the target of that legislation. But, you know, the funniest thing, before he died, I found out that Coach Wooden voted to go along with that rule change. He sat on that committee, and when they voted to change the rules and outlaw dunking, he voted for it. I never found out until you know, just a couple of years before Coach Wooden died.
So he just wanted to make you better, didn't he?
I think that Coach Wooden said that the dunk was about power. He always thought the game should have been about finesse and team play, and you know, the movement of the ball, not you know, power moves. So that's what he said was his motivation.
The 1968 Kareem signed NCAA championship roster versus North Carolina. So the memories of John Wooden are within that item, Frank, and that's just another one of the things that caught my eye that, you know, is just going to be an item that I'm sure is going to be continue to go up in value.
Oh, 100%. You're talking about, you know, John Wooden and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the face of college basketball for going on 60 years now. That is 100%, without a doubt, an item that will continue to gain return on investment for collectors for years to come. So, you know, you kill two birds with one stone there, put some fond memories on your bookshelf or your mantle, and then also make a sound investment decision for your own portfolio.
Kareem, anything that you would like to add about these items that we haven't talked about? You know, we appreciate so much that you're spending some time with us talking about the memories connected with this wonderful collection that's being offered on auction through Golden Auctions. Anything that that you want to bring out to the fans?
Just that they're special to me because it brings back a very special part of my life, a very positive part of my life. And they're dear to me for that reason. So I hope that the people who get them enjoy them. I'm not giving them up because I want to, but it makes sense. And, I just hope that they enjoy them.
Before we let Kareem go, Frank, tell us, those who are interested, what they have to do to get involved with the auction.
To actively bid in our auction, and our bidding is live right now. The auction will close on October 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we'll go into extended bidding. If you wish to participate in the auction, you can register at goldenauctions.com. Golden is spelled G-O-L-D-I-N. Auctions is plural. The registration process takes about 3 minutes. Very simple. Just enter your billing, shipping, and credit card information. We'll get you registered to bid. You can also call 856-767-8550, and we can register you over the phone. All of Kareem's 48 lots are part of our Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame edition. Those can be found simply by clicking on the View Current Auction and then clicking on the link to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Like I said, we have 48 lots, and they are lots number 1 through 66. A few numbers get skipped there, but very easy to access. You can also email info@goldenauctions.com with any specific questions. Myself, company owner Ken Golden, we both work about 16 hours a day, so we are answering emails from 7 in the morning until 2 in the morning. So we'll be happy to answer any questions. Again, you can email info@goldenauctions.com or visit our website, goldenauctions.com.
Frank Deneau, controller of Golden Auctions, a man who loves to cook, and something unlike me because we're both into sports memorabilia. He's a former power lifter.
Many moons ago, not quite as strong as young Frank was, but I still do enjoy staying active, and powerlifting was a great competition back in the day, but now I have the auction world, which takes care of all my competitive juices.
Frank, thanks for joining us on Sports
Chat.
Thanks
for having me. Kareem, as always, pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Oh, nice talking to you, Frank.
Kareem, thanks for all the memories, and we really appreciate your time here on Sports Jam. As you know, you are welcome always here at the House of Jazz, the greatest jazz station in the world, WBGO. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the shows by going to WBGO.org/SportsJam. Or find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts. Also, Sports Jam just recently announced as a finalist in the New York Association of Black Journalists Best Sports category. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.